Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers his final sermon at Tab, entitled Remember and Give Thanks. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verses 1 through 8. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land that I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. This is the beautiful word of the Lord.
Our second lesson comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, the opening chapter, beginning at verse 3. He writes, "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to think this way about all of you because you hold me in your heart, or it could be I hold you in my heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Amen." And let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of this day, for the privilege of worship, and would pray now that the words of my mouth, that the meditations of our hearts together might find acceptance in your sight. For it is you and you alone we desire to please, now and always. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. It is said that standing on the top of Mount Nebo, modern-day Jordan, on a clear day looking due west, one can see the entire expanse of the Holy Land. This land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Looking due south, you would see the Dead Sea and the Negev Desert. Looking due north, you would be able to see the Sea of Galilee, beyond that, Mount Hermon in modern-day Lebanon. Looking due west, you'd see the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, and looking straight below, the Jordan River Valley, and the city of Jericho. It's to that point that God brought Moses and the children of Israel after their 40-year sojourn in the wilderness. It's at that point that Moses gathered all of the people and told them a story. Before you enter into this promised land, I want to remind you of where you have been, where we have been in the past. The story that he told was a story of God's faithfulness and provision. It's the story that's recorded for us in the book of Deuteronomy. So there he told them, before you enter this new land, I want you to remember and give thanks. And so he began to tell the story. He told the story of how God had been faithful to provide for them, how God had heard their cry when they were slaves in bondage in Egypt, how he raised up Moses and Aaron to go to Pharaoh, saying, let my people go. And when Pharaoh said no, the Lord sent the plagues. He told the story again. Do you remember how God parted the Red Sea and we walked through on dry land, and how my sister Miriam raised up her tambourine? She danced and sang, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. Do you remember how God led us through the wilderness? A pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. How when we cried out to him and complained that we didn't have water to drink, he provided water. When we didn't have food to eat, he offered us quail and manna every day for 40 years. Remember that and give thanks. And now he's brought us to this great place. And as we prepare now to enter into this new land, I want you to remember and give thanks for all that God has done in the past. Now, some that day would have said, but Moses, we weren't part of that. We weren't even alive yet. We were born during that 40-year sojourn. And Moses said, that may be true. But still, you're part of the story because this is our story. We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt until the Lord brought us out by his mighty hand. So remember and give thanks. You know, we have a story to tell at TAB as well. And so we have a story that we claim as our own. Do you remember 1851, how 22 of us went to the Presbytery of Muncie and asked that we might form a new Presbyterian church in downtown Indianapolis for the advancement of Christianity? And they said yes. For several years, we met together in the Temperance Hall, right down off of the circle. And then, later that decade, around 1859, we were able to purchase a piece of land at the northeast corner of Illinois and Ohio Streets, just off of the circle, and there we built our first church. And we were called Third Presbyterian Church. And God called us to do good ministry there. So remember that and give thanks. 1883. Remember how we needed to call a new pastor? And the pastor said he'd come on one condition, if we would change our name from Third Presbyterian Church to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. And we said we would do that, and it took a while for us to do it, and by the time we did it, that pastor accepted a new call to a prominent church in Philadelphia. Pastor never came, but the name remained. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, TAB. Give thanks. And remember, that's part of our story. 1918, our new pastor, Dr. Dunkel, was visiting. Oh, no, there's even a story before that one. We thought there were too many churches in the downtown area of Indianapolis, so we moved all the way out to 11th and Meridian and built a church there because God had called us to ministry. Then, 1918, new pastor, Dr. Dunkel, serving in that church, was visiting families in the northern perimeter of the city, Fall Creek, and saw that there weren't any churches that were doing Christian education for children and families. And so we purchased a piece of property on the corner of 34th and Central. And we built a small temporary structure there for Christian education. The very first Sunday, 254 children showed up. By the end of the year, 1,000 children. And it continued to grow from there. So much so that we believe that God was calling us north to do ministry here. And so in 1921, we broke ground to build this magnificent sanctuary, dedicated 100 years ago, 1923. Later that same decade, we continued to build more. So we built the chapel and then the gymnasium, because God had called us to this place, remember, and give thanks. 1924, our custodian kept finding boys playing down in the coal bin, no place else to play. And so with a $50 donation, we started a program called TAB Recreation, offering sports and recreation to the children of TAB in this neighborhood. 100 years ago, 1924. Today, there are 1,500 kids playing sports through TAB Rec. Over 100,000 alumni. It's a model program for any church around the country that uses sports and recreation as part of their ministry. Remember and give thanks. By the late 40s, the neighborhood was starting to change. Many of our members were moving north, away from the city, up to the suburbs, and we had a decision to make. Do we stay or do we go? If we stay, it will mean changing our mission, redesigning how we do ministry, or do we simply follow our members? So we adopted in 1966 the Metropolitan Community Program Report that basically said, we believe that God is calling us to be a light for Christ in this metropolitan area. And the decision was made to stay in place. And that decision has influenced nearly every other decision we have made since. So we remember and we give thanks. We will remember the 1980s, 1990s, even into the 2000s. It was difficult around TAB. Declining membership, a rotation of senior pastors. And yet, during those same difficult years, remarkable ministries were imagined and birthed and launched. The Raphael Health Center, the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, the Unleavened Bread Cafe, the Mapleton Fall Creek Community Development Corporation, the Oaks Academy. Difficult years they may have been, but in the midst of that difficulty, that confusion, that chaos, God continued to raise up new ministry opportunities, and they continued to grow. And we remember and give thanks for that. It was 50 years after that 1966 report that one of our new members said, "Do we still believe that? Are we still committed to ministry in this community?" And so we spent a year reflecting on that. And in 2016, we wrote the vision renewal statement based on three principles, three visions that we have for TAB: greater faith, deeper relationships, a stronger community. And through that time, new ministries were imagined and birthed and launched. We remember that. This is the TAB story, and it continues still. Now, some among us will say, "I remember every piece of that." Others will say, "I don't remember any of that. I'm brand new to TAB." But you need to know this is our story, and for the past 15 years, it's been my story, and so I remember and give thanks. I can't help but think that Jesus and his disciples also told stories as they walked those dusty roads of Galilee. As they would walk and talk, I'm sure they would tell stories. In fact, they are the stories which have become our gospels. They've become our story. Oh, don't you remember, Jesus, that night when we were in Cana at that wedding feast and they ran out of wine and your mom came to you and said, Jesus, do something about this. We got a good laugh out of that one. And he did. He changed water into wine, and it was the best wine we'd ever had. Don't you remember, Jesus, that day when we were out on the lake in the boat and the storm came up, and then you walked to us in the middle of the storm. You scared us to death, but then you told Peter, come walk to me, and he did. He got out of the boat, he walked, got soaked. We laughed about that one too. But he did it, Lord. He got out of the boat and he walked towards you because you invited him to follow. We'll never forget that day. We'll never forget how you healed people, how you welcomed them, how you embraced them, even the unembraceable, the unlovable, how you healed the lame and that blind man, how you raised Lazarus from the dead. Lord, we remember your sermons, how you preached and taught, like that one when we were on top of the mountain overlooking the Sea of Galilee, you know, the one that begins, blessed are you. We remember the parables you told us about the kingdom of heaven. It's like a net. It's like a fishing net. It's like a mustard seed. It's like a treasure buried in a field. It's like a wayward boy going home to the love of his father. And then you'd ask us, do you guys understand what I'm saying here? And we'd nod our heads, yes. And then turn to each other, shrug our shoulders, and say, no. Jesus cast a vision of a coming kingdom. So we remember and give thanks. That day, the Lord led Moses to the top of Mount Nebo, and he allowed him to see the entirety of the Promised Land. But then he was told that he wasn't allowed to go there, that his journey was over, but that God would raise up new leaders to lead the people and to walk with them into that land of promise. Jesus shared a very similar vision. He spoke of the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom not of our making, but of God's making, a kingdom where the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the first will be last, and the last will be first. A kingdom where all will honor and glorify the name of our God. But that's a kingdom already, but not yet. We at TAB have a vision for the future, a dream of what God is still calling us to do. And God will raise up new leaders to walk with us into the future. You know, so often the future is much harder to see than the past. The day that I was on Mount Nebo, I wanted to see the entire land. I wanted to see from the Dead Sea to the Sea of Galilee all the way to the Mediterranean, and that day it was so overcast and hazy, I couldn't even see the Jordan River down below. I was disappointed, as I'm sure Moses was disappointed that day. But then I was reminded that the vision, the promise is still good, whether I can see it or not, because the promise giver is the promise keeper. The Apostle Paul writes, so I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it, and that to the end of the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. So in confidence, we hold on to the promises of the promise giver and the promise keeper, past, present, and future. Together, we remember and give thanks. Thanks be to God. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, thank you for the promises you have given to us. All of the promises of God say yes in Jesus Christ. So today we commend ourselves to you and to the vision you give us of your kingdom. This and all things we pray through Christ our Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I'll invite you, if you would, just to be seated for a moment. when it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints. So I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after. For you've shown us heaven's our true home when all is said and done. You're my life when life is done. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I live my life for you. I was going to ask you to stand for the benediction. You beat me to it. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both this day and forevermore. Amen and amen. Go in his peace.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. There are many ways to enjoy today's message again. Subscribe to the Tab podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to tabpres.org, tap on the graphic marked Sermons, and select the sermon you wish to hear. While there, you can also view the entire worship service. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel. And at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For all information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.
Hi, my name is Marcia Robinson, and I'm a member of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. TAB's beautiful building has been located at 34th and Central for over 100 years. And although the church is steeped in history, it is also dynamic and forward-looking. I love that TAB is committed to being an integral part of the neighborhood and that there are numerous opportunities to be involved in community service activities and social justice programs. For me, TAB is not only an anchor in the neighborhood and the city of Indianapolis, but it is also an anchor in my own faith journey. I'm Marcia Robinson, and I invite you to come see for yourself.
Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis, invites you to worship Sunday morning at 8 or 10 a.m. If you can't make it in person, tune in to Sunday with TAB, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on WIBC, or find us online at tabpres.org.